The interview.
Well, apparently if you're white, you're not allowed to introduce a bill celebrating or trying to celebrate Chinese American Heritage Month. Joining me on the line is the white state senator who got accused by a Democrat lawmaker of cultural appropriation, State Senator Keith Wagner. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jason. It's always a pleasure to be here. And I want to correct you. I present as white. So just to use their language.
Yes, you present as a white man. You have to explain this from the top, because we've had some conversations in the past with a group that has been trying to establish this as a statewide month. Take us through where we find ourselves.
Sure. So I was asked to sponsor this bill by the Chinese American community, and I sponsored the bill twice. So in 2021, it didn't quite get all the way, and that's just one of the hazards of legislation. But in the last legislative session, I was very optimistic. I'm kind of disappointed in these emails that have come out. But I was very optimistic. I had great bipartisan support on the Senate side. Bill went forward over to the House, and there were rumors it was going to come to the floor, and then it just hung up and hung up and hung up and died. And I was very puzzled and disappointed, but not as disappointed as I am today after reading emails that came up through the Public Records Act. That showed the true reason why the bill died. And the true reason was because some representatives in the House didn't like the fact that I present as white, and apparently I'm not worthy to help people of another demographic, specifically Americans of Chinese descent.
Well,
because of my color.
Let's be specific. State Representative Cindy Ryu accused you of cultural appropriation for sponsoring this bill.
That's right. And I'm very disappointed. I value my relationships with all my colleagues, including Cindy. So not only was I shocked, but my feelings are a little bit hurt. I don't pretend to represent the Chinese community. I'm not their voice, but I am trying to be a legislator with ears who listens to them and tries to give them what they want. So this is an important bill. We have days honoring Filipino-Americans, Hispanic-Americans, Korean-Americans, Japanese Remembrance, but we don't have anything for Americans of Chinese descent. And I'm very careful in the wording. I'm using Americans of Chinese descent intentionally to emphasize the fact that we're Americans first. And I sponsored this bill at a time when violence against Asian Americans was on the uptick. So I thought it was, timely and important to get this bill across the line in the last session. The House killed it. And now I know why. Statement that somebody of color ought to carry that bill.
I've got the email right in front of me. She writes, cultural appropriation, especially when we have members of color who could have easily carried this bill. And then it says, prime sponsor spouse may be Taiwanese, but Chinese Americans are much more diverse than the Taiwanese alone. What's the context there?
Oh, yeah. And I really want to make a correction there, because she has it wrong. First of all, my wife is a naturalized United States citizen from Taiwan who is Chinese, and that's very important to her. Her parents escaped the mainland China in 1949 when Mao's forces took over and escaped to Taiwan. So she is definitely Chinese, and I would love to get that repeated on your show, because that Cindy Ryu just has it wrong.
It's just, first of all, it doesn't matter, right? At the end of the day, it doesn't matter that she's Chinese, that you're white. None of this matters. To your point, you were listening to constituents who were making a request that you thought was reasonable. And it's not even about whether or not their request was reasonable or if we need this month. It's about what happened behind the scenes to sandbag this. And the reason why it was sandbagged is on the basis of race. That makes it inherently racist. If you were to kill one of her bills, Cindy Ryu's bill, because she's not white, it would be seen, rightly so, as racist. This is so absurd. Now, she also makes mention of trying to offer some amendment to your bill that would potentially save it. Can you give us an explanation as to what that means?
Yeah, I think that was kind of the cover story that I heard my bill wasn't inclusive enough. Well, of course it's not inclusive. It's specific to the Americans of Chinese descent. And that if we moved it from January to May, that would make it more inclusive because it falls on the National Asian Pacific Islander Month. But that is just taking away from the people who want the bill what they want. It's a no, you don't get what you want. And there's, besides the racist element of this, there's an element of revenge. The Asians for Equality, the organization who primarily brought this bill to me, they had a policy difference with the Democrats on I-1000. And just like constituents are allowed to do, they made their opinions well known. So I believe there's an element of revenge. Yeah. We're not going to give those people what they want.
Yeah, and I-1000, by the way.
January, we're going to say no.
Yeah, and I-1000, for those who forgot, that's the affirmative action bill that Democrats were pushing. So it's absurd. You're the victim of racism. The constituency of Cindy Ryu are also victims of her racism. Last question, how do you go forward working with someone like that?
Well, we all make mistakes. I am prepared certainly to forgive that mistake. You know, and I'm not looking for an apology to me. I think the apology belongs to the Chinese American community for stopping a bill that they justly deserve. So,
well, I'll say you also deserve an apology. I'll be the one who says that you also deserve an apology. You're absolutely right that the constituency also deserve it, but so do you. And it is so beyond the pale for her to even bring up race as it relates to this particular bill. It's absurd, it's racist, and it should be called out for what it is. I really appreciate it, Senator Wagner, for coming on and helping us figure out all the pretty disgusting things that are happening behind the scenes. And also very grateful to Washington Asians for Equality, because they're the ones who were able to spot this. So kudos to all of you, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. And as always, it's a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you.